This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, November 19. Leavened Bread. A reading comes from Leviticus chapter 23 and 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Leviticus 23. On the 15th day of that month, the Lord's festival of unleavened bread begins. For 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. For 7 days present a food offering to the Lord. And on the 7th day, hold a sacred assembly and do no regular work. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. For 1 week, some years ago, I owned all the bread in the Jewish community in Salem, Oregon, where I live. When local Jewish families celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they did so not by removing all the yeast from their homes, as their biblical ancestors did, but by signing a contract that gave ownership of all their leavened food to someone else. The Feast of Unleavened Bread was celebrated alongside the Feast of Passover, and it communicated how God had set His people apart as His own. Many years later, the Apostle Paul explained to the Corinthians that since Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed, we are to keep the festival by removing evil from within us and from our Christian communities. Like yeast, sin has a way of working into our lives until it taints every part of who we are. An addiction will grip our behaviors at home and at work, destroying both in the process. Gossip will erode trust in a community. Greed will poison ambition, turning it into something ruthless instead of productive. Like leaven, sin is pervasive, but removing leaven from their homes, God's people were to remember they were redeemed to be holy. Is sin taking hold in an area of your life? What might it look like to remove that poison from your life? Jesus, our Passover lamb, was sacrificed so that we can be holy. Let's resolve to live as God's holy people. Pray with me. Jesus, we confess that we often find sin alluring. Help us, by the power of your Holy Spirit, to remove sin from our lives. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.